Eva and the Sleeping Pea Princess. Picture book published by Blue Dot Editions in 2022. Text by Axel Collot and illustration by Camille Vior. English translation by Clémentine Salvi-Offer, read by Juliette Leblanc. All rights reserved to Blue Dot Editions. Eva's family is a story patch of family, from mother to daughter. In her house, there is a magical shop round the back and the door opens out onto Storyland. Fairy tale characters seek advice and solutions to their problems. Sometimes the story patches themselves travel to Storyland to solve problems over there, like a doctor making house calls. Eva should be so proud to belong to such a family. Mum often puts her in charge of the shop, but there is so much work that Eva doesn't have time for reading. Just like this morning, "Eva, darling, I'll only be out for an hour. Come and sit behind the counter, please." Grumbling, Eva trudges down the stairs and sits behind the counter. She opens her book, hoping she'll be left alone. Ding dong! Help! Help! Oh woe! Oh misery! Oh! Yes, yes, all right. Who are you and what is happening? Eva interrupts, already annoyed. I am the queen from the story of the Princess and the Pea, and we don't have a princess. Oh, isn't she here? Yes, she is, but she hasn't woken up, laments the queen. We've tried everything. The story has already started changing. This is an emergency. Onwards and upwards, Your Majesty. Bag on her shoulder, book in hand, Eva climbs aboard the carriage. She bravely bears the bumps in the road and the queen, who chatters about the wedding arrangements. The queen's incessant chit-chat starts to get on Eva's nerves. For a dress, canary yellow and candy pink don't go together at all. What do you think? Sighs Eva. Meanwhile, at the castle, everybody is panicking and running all over the place. A man is loudly giving orders in the foyer. At last, Eva gasps as she steps out of the carriage. Mother, even if she's sleeping, the wedding is still on. The story must go on, cries the prince. Never in a million years, shouts Eva. You can't marry someone who can't say yes. It's absolutely wrong. How dare you, my son? Hold your tongue. This is the story patcher. Eva turns to the queen. Show me the way. Thunderous snores greet her. Perched on a dozen mattresses, the princess sleeps soundly. First, the smelling salts, begins Eva. A tissue! Psst! It isn't working, worries the prince. Let's try a bucket of water, suggests Eva. Splash! Psst! It still isn't working, panics the queen. Eva pinches the princess, but no reaction. Eva takes her trumpet out and loudly blows into the sleeping girl's ear. Psst! Eva is suspicious. On a hunch, she gets her magic glasses out. Eureka! It's the Sleeping Beauty and not the Princess and the Pea. That's why she won't wake up. The prince turns brick red and stutters, Shall I kiss her? What? No, of course not. You're not the right prince. It won't work. Eva takes her book of spells out of her bag. She turns the pages and finds just what she's looking for. Spell to awake Sleeping Beauty without the right prince. Blankets and pillows, it's time to rise. Oh, beauty here sleeping, your bed you must be leaving. Ava swings her wand at the beauty's head, who wakes up with a start. What a disaster! The mattresses collapse and everyone topples down. Ava loudly blows her trumpet. Sleeping lady, you don't belong here. Now off you go back to your own story. I'll lend you my carriage, dear lady, the queen quickly offers. Everybody waves goodbye. As the carriage flies down the road, a poor girl gets splashed with mud. It will soon be dark. Could I please shelter here? She asks quietly, stepping closer. You cannot. We are looking for a princess, not a... Ava coughs to interrupt the queen. But I am a princess, continues the girl. Ava puts her magic glasses on, cutting the prince and his mother off. She's staying the night. Take her to the room of the one who just left. Ava snaps her fingers and spins around three times. She heads back to the shop and checks the Princess and the Pea storybook. Everything is back in order. Ava sighs with relief as she sits back behind the counter. Finally, some peace and quiet. She opens her book when suddenly, boom! Darling, I'm home. Come help me put the groceries away. Can everyone please leave me alone?